The Minergie plant sits on the southern edge of Little Lake Butamore in Neenah. At the bottom of the lake lie about 785,000 tons of PCB-contaminated sediment. Paper mills used the chemicals years ago and dumped them in the water. The chemicals could end up in a landfill in the town of Vinland, a community between Neenah and Oshkosh. But Minergie's regional manager says he has a better solution. Terry Carroll watches as a dump truck laden with 20 tons of paper mill sludge pulls up to a loading bay.
We get lots of different sludges. As you can see, it's all sorts of different colors. We have some wood waste over here that we mix into it that sometimes...
After it's dumped, the sludge looks like a mountain of dryer lint. Soon, it'll go through the process of vitrification. That means it'll be burned in a furnace until it gets spit out in a form of glass aggregate. The aggregate looks like little black pebbles. PCBs are chemically more organic than paper sludge, so instead of being burned, Carroll says the river sediment will have to be melted at temperatures upwards of 3,000 degrees. Carroll says Minergie built a test melter and conducted a million-dollar study aimed at finding out if PCBs can effectively be vitrified. He says it can be done, and the EPA is looking into the study's results.
Their final report is in printing right now, but essentially they came up with 99.9999% destruction of PCBs.
Carroll says that's about as close as the EPA gets to 100%. He says the byproducts produced by Minergie are inert, meaning roof shingles, flooring products, and paving materials that use the glass aggregate will virtually be PCB-free.
Now, these are very low numbers. These are parts per trillion, but it still serves as a good comparison that, you know, hot dogs have 3,500 parts per trillion of PCBs, butter 3,200, chicken 1,000, cheese, and then glass aggregate, lower than all those foodstuffs in the normal American diet. So our new mantra here is the glass aggregate that we make is cleaner than cheese.
Carroll says Minergie is the first company to develop a cost-effective PCB vitrification process. The cost of landfilling river sediment is estimated at $44 a ton, compared with up to $55 a ton for melting. Still, vitrification isn't in the plans yet for at least part of the river cleanup. Oddly enough, the part of the cleanup right on Minergie's front doorstep, Little Lake Butamore. The company wasn't done with its million-dollar melting project when the DNR was putting together its cleanup plan, called a Record of Decision, for the upper parts of the river. So the decision was made to use landfills instead. Georgia Pacific owns a landfill near the town of Vinland and might be willing to accept river sediment there. Vinland's town chair says that could result in 125 trucks a day driving to and from the landfill. Ray Batley says he's been told the trucks will roll 12 hours a day.
You know, where Minergie Corporation is located, right there on Little Lake Butamore, they could build another plant, which they would have to do. And they could pipe those or barge them right to the Minergie Corporation, dry them there, and burn them there. You wouldn't have to truck them on the public road.
Batley says townspeople are worried about heavy, noisy traffic and what would happen if a truck loaded with PCBs tipped over. But more to the point, he says they're concerned about the long-term effects of having PCBs in the neighborhood.
So let's say 50 years down the road, that liner starts to leak and those PCBs start to enter the groundwater. I don't have to say how serious it would be. It'd be extremely serious. And 50 to 75 years from now, who's going to actually be monitoring that landfill?
If the town of Vinland site is chosen, and no decision's been made yet, a DNR official says it'll meet state and federal standards for a hazardous waste landfill. Greg Hill is the chief of the DNR's Water Quality Modeling Department. He says PCBs are trouble when they're in the river. The chemicals are the main reason why strict fish consumption advisories are in effect for the fox. But Hill says their threat is nullified once PCBs are dried out and put in a landfill that's protected by plastic and compacted clay liners.
The characteristics of the PCBs is that once they're in the soil, they won't move. And that's our experience throughout the state. PCBs are in, I would say, every landfill in the state. And we have not seen PCBs in the groundwater underneath any modern-day engineered landfill.
Hill says the door isn't closed on vitrification for the Fox Valley cleanup project. Paper company WTM1 is studying how the cleanup project should be done. That company and PH Glatfelter entered into a consent decree with the DNR and EPA. They'll spend $60 million to help shape the cleanup plan. WTM1 could recommend using Minergy solution, but only if it was proven to be cheaper than landfilling. And there's a catch. If WTM1 did recommend vitrification, Hill says the record of decision would have to be reopened.
And then during that time, the consent decree is done. I believe that the two companies would just withdraw their participation.
Still, locals near the proposed Vinland landfill want to pursue vitrification, even if it delays the cleanup. Last month, the Winnebago County Board endorsed a resolution in favor of exploring the use of the technology. The DNR's Hill says vitrification might be a better fit for the lower Fox River in the De Pere and Green Bay area. The river is much more contaminated there, the cleanup work will take longer, and Hill says that could justify the cost of building a PCB melter. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.